further efforts of this vein followed rapidly. The biblical story of the daughter of Jephthah inspired the four songs for wordless chorus, for female chorus and small orchestra. From the Book of Psalms, for tenor, male chorus, and small orchestra, is a stark, austere setting of portions of Psalms 55 and 57. Yet, like the biblical ballets, The Vineyard and Jacob and Rachel, the one dramatic, the other pastoral, remains unpublished and unperformed. In these years, Zeisel produced a series of chamber compositions that are conceived in the same spirit as the dramatic and choral works. Initiated by the Sonata Barocca for piano, so called because of its contrapuntal writing, its monumental forms, and its strong religious accents, this series graphically illustrates Zeisel's development and subsequent refinement of a basic approach. Forms and procedures typical of the cycle are three or four movement format, progressive tonality, and cyclic relationships between movements and even works. In first movements, typically, two basic meters and tempos are juxtaposed, the slower block functioning in the manner of a Baroque ritornello. Slow movements are in the style of a Hebrew prayer. At least one movement will be cast in a Baroque form, prelude and fugue or passacaglia and fugue. Following the Sonata Barocca are the Brandeis Sonata for piano and violin, Zeisel's most famous chamber work, a viola sonata, a cello sonata, and the second string quartet. To return to the radio interview, Zeisel was asked if he envisioned a Jewish prayer mood in his chamber music. "Yes," he replied, "especially in the second movement, which symbolizes for me an intimate talk between God and man." Slow movements are the heart of his chamber compositions. That of the cello sonata is especially innovative. Instead of a chant-like lines, Zeisel, influenced by the research of the scholar Solomon Rozovsky, creates a melody from allegedly authentic biblical cantillation formulas. Kathleen Foote is going to join me now to illustrate this slow movement